and the person doing the killing, why do you think they make it so as far removed as possible? Why do you think they make it a person living, you know, hundreds if not thousands of miles away, pressing a button to do the drone strike? They do that on purpose because it's very tough to convince enough soldiers to go and actually do the killing face to face. I hope that this makes sense, because every human has a breaking point except the biggest monsters of all, and huge monsters are not in large numbers, right? So eventually you run out. So they use technology to perform more evil by letting the killer be as far removed from the killing as possible while still doing it, right? To make it feel like it's just numbers on the screen, disconnect the emotion. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one of the signs of the Day of Judgment, one of the signs that Yawm al-Qiyamah is near and we're in the end of the world, is the killer will not know who he killed and why he killed him, and the one who was killed will not know why he was killed. You know, killing is a huge thing. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from ever having to, experiencing or dealing with it. But it's such a huge thing. Even when you kill an animal for the sake of eating it, for the sake of surviving, we say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. We it's a ritual for us. Killing a chicken so you can eat it is a huge ritual. In this era, we're disconnected from that too. It becomes a meaningless thing. Chickens, well, where do chickens come from? From the supermarket, right? No, they it's a living creature that you was killed for you to survive. And as Muslims, it's a whole process. It's a ritual. It's a beautiful ritual, and you honor that sacrifice, right? And it's called a sacrifice, a nahr. Right, so all that, unfortunately, in the modern era, we're removed from. And the worst case is when they remove it in war, so they can make killing easier for the murderers. But that does not absolve that person on the Day of Judgment.